The main reason why this fund was taken to the banks is because we expected it to be handled in a professional way. But it is very unfortunate that such things are coming up, and I hope that the government and the ZANU-PF will take action upon such corrupt activities that might have taken place, because that is exactly what people are saying right now, that things that are designed to benefit the majority should benefit the majority, the few. And it's very unfortunate that the bank allowed that to happen. We really expected that fund to benefit the youth.
Mr. Chisi, what's your reaction hearing these developments?
It's very unfortunate if the people within ZANU-PF would want to give the banks the blame of what took place. Apparently, the whole system of the youth fund, we have always said it time immemorial that this was a partisan agenda. This was meant to benefit people within ZANU-PF, including young people within ZANU-PF. The process that takes place here at Atenda is that it starts from ward level and it goes to constituents level. And the people who do the vetting and the selection of people at that level are the youth officers, who then give the information to the district officers, who then give that information to the provincial offices, and the final names will then go to the bank.
And Mr. Ngwenya, what's your reaction to Mr. Chisi?
Well, what I would like to point out to Mr. Chisi is that it's not that ZANU-PF designed it that way. That is why these things are coming up today at the portfolio committee. The design was for every youth to benefit, and the design was for any individual to go and access those funds from the bank. Not the recommendations by any individual, but the bank had to take all the necessary steps to vet people, not recommendations from anyone.
Mr. Chisi, earlier you said that there is no way to blame the bank, but even if we look at the system that's in place, the bank also has some type of stake in this issue. Of course, these are individuals. You can even Google this person to see who they are and maybe check on their age. Can we not put some blame on the banks?
No. Tatenda, we are missing the point here. Just about 3 weeks ago, we had a meeting with the Infrastructure Development Bank of Zimbabwe. Also present was KEBS, also present was the Deputy Minister of Youth. And in that meeting, they actually acknowledged that this whole system at grassroots level was being managed by youth officers. So at the end of the day, it's very difficult for the bank to say, no, we can't fund this person, yet that person would have gone through the file and ranks of being vetted by ZANU-PF personnel.
Mr. Ngwenya, here at Studio 7, we've had the opportunity to speak to some youths who were not aligned from their say to any political party, but was able to access these funds. What can the system do now to make sure that youths everywhere are benefiting from this fund?
Well, what the system really should do now is to recover all the money that the people who benefited took, because that was supposed to be a revolving fund. They're supposed to return it, and no one should make an excuse that because there was corruption here and there, I will not return the money. That's not a reasonable excuse. And I would like to remind Mr. Chisi that there is no way ZANU-PF could design a whole project, a whole thing, just to benefit a single one or two individuals. That does not make sense at all.
Mr. Chisi, do you agree with that point?
It's true. It doesn't necessarily mean that if something is a ZANU-PF project, it's supposed to entirely benefit people from ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is not a stupid political party. So they will ensure that only 5% or something like that will definitely benefit from other political parties. But if Tatenda will go back, and if Morris wants to be very sincere about what we are talking about, we very much know that Harare province has already exhausted its vote of the youth fund. The only province that remains with a bit of money is Bulawayo, Matabeleland North, and Matabeleland South. But the challenge that we now have is that for us to make sure that the revolving part of the fund makes sense, it has to go back from the onset to say, in the beginning, what was the modus operandi that was used?
And Mr. Ngwenya, I'll give you the last word. What is the way forward with this issue?
Well, the way forward is it's very unfortunate that the banks have let us down by allowing this corruption to take place. The reason why this fund was supposed to go through the banks is we expected them to be strict and to follow the conditions that were set up, that they should make indeed the follow-up and a fund directly to the suppliers, not to individuals.